Hello, my name is Stephen Schaub. I'm the leader of the Fidget Revolution, as well as a master printer and hybrid artist at Indian Hill Image Works in Pollard, Vermont. This audio blog is sort of on future trends that I see happening. It's sort of a summary of different thoughts that I've been having recently about things that I see in the industry, conversations that I'm having with other photographers, and I thought I would sort of wrap them up here into a package and sort of give you my thoughts going forward, you know, the next couple of years, what I see happening. First off, about a year ago, I did a fair number of articles here on the Fidget Revolution with the idea of using an iPhone for the creation of artworks. And I did an entire series called MAP, which stood for Mobile Art Project. And it was the idea of using mobile camera technology and all of its abilities of social media, of emailing images, texting images, recording longitude, latitude, all that kind of stuff, and throwing all those things into the pot and saying, could I use this very simple device for the creation of my artworks? And the answer that I came to was yes. Matter of fact, I created what I feel was a very successful body of work. I had a show. It was very well received. So mobile technology in my mind is extremely valid as for the purposes of creating artwork. Yet it's amazing to me the backlash that I felt here, not only on Fidget Revolution, but also on other sites for people who basically, you know, went after me for the idea of suggesting, you know, using camera phones, you know, in domains that traditionally were used, more professional type camera devices for the creation of artworks. Yet, fade in, fade out, a year later, I feel vindicated. As a matter of fact, I'll go so far as to say I was right, and those of you who gave me a hard time were wrong. And here's why. Look at what's happening right now with regards to point-and-shoot camera sales. They're plummeting. They're in a death spiral right now. As a matter of fact, the really interesting point-and-shoot cameras that are being released right now really aren't geared towards the point-and-shoot camera market. They're really being geared more towards the high-end amateur / professional photographer who's looking for a high-quality camera to stuff into their pocket. And I will make the prediction right now that within 3 to 5 years, at the most, at the absolute most, I think it could be 3, but 5 for sure, that it'll be hard-pressed to find a low-grade amateur point-and-shoot camera. And the reason being is that mobile technology is taking that area over. The camera phone is absolutely taking over. Same thing is true with, you know, small video technology. I mean, the fact of the matter is with the new iPhone 4, you can do a 5-megapixel capture as well as video that for most people's usage, the average ma and pa out there, it's good enough for what they need. And it's a camera that they always have. Well, I predict that within the next couple of years, though, this technology is going to become good enough to actually start causing some financial problems for working photographers. So hear me out on this. About 8 years ago, a lot of wedding photographers went digital. And at the time, there was the big argument that digital would save photographers money, they'd be more productive, they could shoot more stuff and sell more prints. Well, there was a good and bad side to that. You know, instead of allowing a lab to handle your processing of the images and getting proof prints back, and during which time, of course, you would be billing other weddings, you know, now you, the photographer or your assistant, was having to spend, you know, countless hours in Photoshop editing through and making all these images. So there was a good and a bad. But the really bad side was that digital technology, after it reached a certain point where the cameras were automated enough that somebody with a reasonable eye could pick up a camera at Best Buy or Circuit City for $600 or $700 and go out and start to sell themselves as a photographer. I mean, we've all seen this. Think of all the soccer moms and all the soccer dads who now occupy the wedding photographer and portrait photographer market. Now, they don't affect the high-end photographers at all. You know, your high-end wedding shooters and your high-end portrait photographers are very insulated. However, the average photographer, you know, if you go out to bill a job, you know, I guarantee you there's somebody in your neighborhood who's got a pretty reasonable digital SLR who's going to be willing to do it for a lot less than you are because they're not making their living from it. You know, and as a result, you know, digital photography opened the wedding and portrait market to a huge segment of the population that before it was closed from. Now, competition is good, but the problem is that it's not an apples to apples competition. You've got somebody who's not necessarily making their living from doing this particular work, and they're competing from an unfair, you know, vantage point. And I think you've heard a lot of photographers on different wedding forums and portrait forums talk about this. You know, I, for one, kind of feel like, well, that's just the nature of the market, and that's what's going to happen. And it's unfortunate in a lot of ways, but that is the reality of what happened. And so, you know, digital photography has made the wedding and portrait business available to more and open to more, but much more competitive. And the price now, really, unless you're in those really, really, really high echelon shooters, is hard. because you are competing with people that'll shoot a wedding for $500, $600, $700. You know, and that's really hard as a working professional photographer to even say you can justify it because of your cost of insurance and all that kind of stuff when going on a job. Additionally, think about tabletop photography. Think about the jobs that we used to do where a jewelry store might hire us to come in and photograph, you know, rings and jewelries and stuff in their cases for usage in, like, you know, local magazines and publications for sales and stuff like that. How many of you still get those jobs? I don't. Why not? Because the average jewelry store realized for $100 they could buy a Westcott light tent and a digital camera and shoot the stuff themselves, you know, and save themselves an awful lot of money. And this has become a bigger and bigger and bigger trend. So what I'm trying to get here, at here, is that digital photography, while it's made an awful lot of things more possible for the working photographer, it's also really put the squeeze on a lot of photographers' pocketbooks. Now let's take a look at what mobile technology is going to do on that end. We've already talked about how mobile technology is making it, is basically killing off fairly quickly, actually, the consumer point and shoot market. But I would also make the argument, look at what's going on in journalism. I mean, the reality is you can take a mobile camera nowadays and put, you know, high def video on it and go out and do a video recording of an event that's going on. And it's good enough for most newscasters, apparently, to project. I mean, how many times do you turn on CNN or NBC or Fox or CBS or ABC and see, you know, somebody showing a video that was shot on their camera phone? It's a lot. You see it more and more and more happening. And I think that as these devices get better and better and better, I think the average working photographer pretty much would start being really scared. Because, think about it, if the need for your photographic services is simply going to be disposable, and that is the way that a lot of people think about this. They think about these images and these videos as disposable. They're up today, and who cares about it later on? You know, do you really need a 22 megapixel capture? If the need for your capture of a still image is only going to be for the web, and I hate to say it, but that is where a lot of this is going. I mean, print media is dying. It is absolutely dying. It makes me sad, too, because I love print media. But it's dying. It's expensive. And every news organization and stuff are trying to find ways to have their content simply be online because they know that's the wave of the future. And so if your work is only going to be on a, seen on a tablet or on a screen, once again, do you need 22 megapixels? My answer is no. And I'm going to showcase here a link to an article that was on F-Stoppers back on July 4th, 2010. And the title of the article is "The iPhone Fashion Shoot" by Lee Morris. Now, you can go through and watch the video and look at the article, but in a nutshell, he did a professional quality fashion shoot, you know, models, makeup, professional retouching and post-production, all shot with an iPhone 3GS. And when you take a look at the images, they're really, really, really good. I mean, they're quite stunning what they were able to do in post-processing to make these images look amazing. And in the article, and I would agree with this comment, it's basically said that once these images were uploaded to the web, it was very difficult to tell the difference between the stuff that was shot with the iPhone and the stuff that was shot with the high-resolution digital SLR. So what does that mean? What it means is if you're a photographer and you're now going out and bidding on jobs whose end purpose is going to simply be web usage, you may need to start to be aware of the fact that, you know, much like the wedding photographer now who has to deal with a soccer mom, you may have to deal with an art director who's got a camera phone. And I know that seems silly, but that is the direction the industry is going. Within the next 3 to 5 years, you know, once mobile camera phones really start hitting 10, 11, 12 megapixels, start having a little bit more quality control, a little bit more optical qualities, it's going to be way more than you're ever, ever going to need for the internet. And I think that we need to start thinking about that right now. So I think a lot of photographers were blindsided by what happened within the wedding industry. And I think a lot of photographers are blindsided right now by what's going on in the journalistic industry, by the fact that video is absolutely killing, you know, a lot of still journalistic photographers. And I think that the mobile devices are going to just continue to cut into that market more and more and more. I mean, why should a magazine or a newspaper pay to have journalistic photographers out there shooting when everybody's got an iPhone everywhere and everybody's uploading the images to the news organizations? I mean, I'm not saying that that industry is going to be completely gone. I'm just saying it's going to be a lot smaller in 5 years than it is right now. And a lot of this is because of mobile technology. So take a look at the images. I mean, it sent a shudder through my, you know, spine when I saw it. I was like, holy smokes, those are quite good. And, you know, and once again, this was almost 6 months ago. Think about with the iPhone 4. Think about when the iPhone 5 or 6 comes out, Where is this really going to be? And so I think as an industry and as a working photographer, you need to step back and you need to start saying, what makes me unique? What do I bring to the table that now makes me something that my client needs me for? Now, this is where I get into a lot of what I believe the Fisher Revolution is about. The idea of a knowledge base as a working photographer, that you understand all these different technologies, from mobile to film to digital capture to digital printing to analog printing. You're this very well-versed photographer. And I think it's in that knowledge base that's your niche, because you're bringing to the table a knowledge base that the average photographer doesn't necessarily have. I mean, I have a great many friends who are wedding photographers who only shoot film now, because film is vintage, film is classic, film is romantic. And they can now, it's funny, bill film in a way for a wedding or a portrait shoot that 8 years ago they couldn't. You know, 8 years ago, if you weren't going digital, you were somehow passe. Now, shooting film makes you retro. Shooting film makes you unique. And so I think all of that is really important to understand, that, you know, it's this knowledge base, this diversity of understanding as a photographer that's really going to carry you forward. And I also think that, you know, a lot of it also is understanding your market. You know, there are the people who like Dunkin' Donuts coffee, and I'll occasionally have a Dunkin' Donuts coffee. But I'm also one of the people who roasts his own coffee, grinds it in a hand grinder, ceramic grinder, you know, and brews it in a really nice machine. You know, I like the taste of a great cup of coffee. There are also the people who are convinced that an MP3 is good enough in terms of audio. But I'm one of the people who also happens to like to listen to vinyl. I love the sound of a great vinyl recording in my studio. You know, I think the same thing is going to be true in the photography end. There are going to be the people and there are going to be the situations where the iPhone, the video, the next door neighbor who does photography as a hobby is going to be good enough. And then there's going to be the other category where you've got the film photographer, the high resolution digital photographer, and it's more about the nuances. It's more about the subtleties. It's more about the process. It's more about the look that really is going to matter. And I think that you need to start looking at yourself and your business and your future in that direction. How do you market yourself for this increasingly shrinking niche that we're trying to fit into? Because the reality is that the industry that you and I right now exist as working photographers is not going to be here in 5 years. In 5 years, I say that all of us are going to be in a completely different world. Tablets are going to be king. Mobile technology is going to be king. And what we're going to be doing, digital photographers and hybrid, and yes, by the way, I do feel the film will be around in 5 years. It's in my mind, it's got a much longer life than that. But what we're going to be doing is really niche. And how you market yourself and how you make yourself fit within that industry is important. And I think that right now, every photographer needs to step back and start to figure it out now. Because if you wait 3 or 5 years, it's going to be too late. I think it's important as working professional photographers right now to really sit down and say, you know what, there are a lot of things gunning for my paycheck. And how do I make sure that the paycheck remains mine? Thank you very much for listening. Take a look at the images. Can't wait to hear your thoughts, and have a great day.